8:10, and it's great to have a couple of guests in studio with us today from the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue. We've got Tanya Havens and Kara Turnbull. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. Something that you mentioned very quickly, Tanya, that I just wanted to ask you about. You've actually sang backup for Celine Dion.
What?
In 1997.
Yeah.
I was privileged to be part of a choir in New Brunswick. And we sang with her at her concert at in St. John and as well as in Moncton. So it was quite the experience.
Did you get to sing on all the songs or just was there just a select
one particular song? It was Fly. So it was quite the experience. I was a celebrity for a short time. I guess today
so
I'm a
cool.
bit of a celebrity here on Heart FM, which
Absolutely
is great.
You are.
So
yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, Tanya and Kara. And some exciting news for the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue. And people that have been following along know that finding a permanent location has been part of the agenda for a while. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it has. So we are excited to say that as of April 27th, we are moving from our current location, which is in Oxford Center. We are going to a rural area, still in the woods, and still here in Woodstock.
Yeah.
Not going to disclose the address as we are not set up for people just to come and drop their animals off,
right.
Which unfortunately does happen to
yep.
a lot of rescue and shelters.
Yeah, and part of the reason behind that is because there are so many of these cats in need right now. And talk a little bit about what you provide for the cats in your rescue.
So we are a little bit different than some of the other rescue and shelters. What we do is we predominantly looked after pregnant and expecting moms and orphaned kittens. So when they do end up coming into our care, immediately they are triaged and isolated from the other cats that may be in our care at that time.
Okay.
They are attended to by our local veterinarian who we rely on heavily, and they are very good to us. And we want to make sure that the mamas are given the best care that they can be given so that the kittens are born healthy.
Yeah.
As well as the kittens being treated the way they need to be.
One of the things that you were letting me know about is the fact that this scenario of mamas and giving birth hasn't really taken a stop. Usually during the colder months, you would see it retreat a little bit. That hasn't necessarily been the case.
No. It has, with the warm weather in January, the cycle has just continued on. And as you know, one cat can produce many, many litters.
Yeah.
So our goal and mission is to stop that from happening and attempt to let the population grow, but have a spayed and neutered population.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue, you guys have been around for a few years now. And if I remember clearly, you guys actually started out in like a basement here in Woodstock before you guys started expanding.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So if people are in need, if they see, potential mama who needs support, what would they do then? They could go to your website, contact you in that way?
Yes, they can contact the website. The best thing, the advice to, if you were to find a litter of kittens, and didn't see the mom around, is just to stay away, just to observe.
Okay.
Because mama will still go out and hunt. Some people are quick that if they find what they think is an abandoned litter of kittens, they want to automatically, help and go and remove those kittens from that
right.
area. It's best to stay a distance away from them, monitor them for at least, 8 to 24 hours. If mama doesn't return, then it's time to intervene. People can then contact us via the website or our email. Our phone number or our website. The information is all there, and someone will get back to them.
We're speaking with Tanya Havens and Kara Turnbull from the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue. And when it comes to fosters and other areas that you may need support, people would also visit the website. I'm guessing you have need for fosters and things of that nature?
We do. We
Absolutely,
are in need
yes.
of fosters.
Yeah, and fostering would be how if you're going to foster kittens and whatnot, how long would the commitment be there for the average kitten that would need to be in foster care?
Well, basically, because we like our kittens to be transitioned out, meaning that normally mama goes with them when they go into foster care. So they can go in at about 3 weeks. Mama will continue looking after them. They'll be weaned off. About 12 weeks is when they are considered adoptable. So you're looking at a commitment of probably 5 months.
Okay, very nice.
It could be a little longer depending on the size of the litter. You know, everybody's looking for a particular kitten, you know, has particular needs and wants that they would like to have join their family. So I'm going to say at least, you know, 5 to 6 months.
For every situation, yeah.
Okay, and if there's someone out there who wants to help you guys out, but maybe just isn't able to become a foster home, you guys are always accepting monetary donations to help go towards the vet care and all that, right?
100%. 100%. And with the hopes of erecting the new facility, the outbuilding, we're also taking donations of building materials, volunteer labor hours, anything that will help for us to achieve this goal.
And there's some new programs that you've got as well. The Paws and Whiskers, tell us a little bit about that one.
So with the Paws and Whiskers program, we're really excited about this. The Paws and Whiskers program is to help bring people and animals together in our situation, the cats and kittens, to help heal the most vulnerable community members that we have. There's educational training, too, as well, regarding cat and kitten first aid.
Oh, okay.
You know, keeping your cat healthy through its lifetime, because, as you know, animals are a lifetime commitment. They are not just disposable. You can't pick it up today and get rid of it tomorrow. So it's helping to educate the community in, you know, the care of your cat.
Yeah, and I would imagine you could also use, you know, having a lot of kittens around food of some sort. And is there a particular type that you prefer to let the audience know about? And I'm sure they could find out more details from your website as well.
Right now we are using, it's the Royal Canin kitten and cat and mama. It is a high quality food. It is a pricey food.
It's pricey, yeah.
But because we like to keep everybody on the same diet, for the obvious reasons, you know, stomach issues, we like to go with quality food so there's no change in what they're eating. And let's face it, if you have a litter of kittens, you have a busy litter box.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
definitely.
It's a little easier to keep track of who is leaving what presents. When you're using one food. And if there's changes in the food that they're given, obviously you're going to see changes in your litter box.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we do use the Royal Canin product.
That's good to know. And before we let you folks go, is there anything else that you want to pass along about the Woodstock Kitten Nursery?
We are going to be fundraising like crazy. like every other shelter and rescue right now in these times, everybody is being inundated with animals that are being abandoned and left behind, which is very, you know, it's a hard world out there for our furry friends. So donations of any type are always welcomed. You know, blankets, towels, cleaning supplies, those are always, you know, always great gifts. And not only that, but giving of your time. Time is precious. And, you know, even if you feel that you can only, you know, give us an hour a week, we'll take that hour because we have lots of things to be done.
And there's lots of kittens and cats available for adoption on the website, too. I'm seeing Grace, Callie, Carrie, and I'm sure there are probably others as well. And if you'd like to, you know, make a lifelong friendship, have that companion with you, this is a great way to do it. WoodstockKittenNursery.com has all the details. I want to thank you folks for coming in today, both Tanya and Kara. And we appreciate your time and look forward to things moving forward with the Woodstock Kitten Nursery and Rescue.
Well, thank you, Dan and Marcy. And we're
thank you very much.
As well. We, you know, look forward to, you know, coming to visit you again. And you coming out to our location and having an exclusive tour of what's happening.
Sounds great. Yeah, it's opening up officially on April the 27th. Once again, appreciate you folks coming in today.
Thank you so much.
It is 8:20.